I'm going to start out this second podcast in Proverbs chapter 2. I feel like the foundation of where we want to go, learning to be wise people, learning to make wise choices, doing things well and being successful, are found in these first two chapters, layer upon layer. We can see that chapter 1 and chapter 2 really go together very well. Chapter 2 says, "My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." So here we see some actions that Solomon is telling his son to take place. Previously in chapter 1, we find that he wants us to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment. And he starts out in verse 2 saying, you need to know it. You need to perceive it. You need to, verse 3, you need to receive it. And verse 5 tells us that a wise man will hear. We talked about last time that hearing is about obedience. Biblical hearing is obeying. Not just nodding and smiling, but actually doing the thing that we're asked to do. Now in chapter 2, the verses that I just read go with this level of hearing. If you receive my words, if you hide my commandments, if you incline your ear unto wisdom, if you apply your heart to understanding, if you cry after knowledge, if you lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek for her as silver, if you search for it as hid treasures, this is the beginning level of wisdom, hearing. And a wise man will hear, and then he will increase in learning. That's what Proverbs 1:5 says. So hearing requires us to accept the words of wisdom and then to hide them in our hearts, to apply them, to put them internally so we think about them at a later time. That we incline our hearts to listen. You know, people give us new information all the time, and a lot of times we blow it off. But if we incline our ears to wisdom, if we apply our hearts to understanding, how am I going to apply this? How am I going to implement this? How am I going to do this? If we cry after knowledge, if we spend our thoughts on learning something, on knowing something, instead of just passively sitting, that is part of the hearing of wisdom, the listening to wisdom. That will increase our learning. If we seek for it as silver, search for it as hid treasure. We were all in school. And we could sit through a class and not learn anything. In fact, when I was in school, I had this very important skill of being able to repeat the last sentence, whether I was paying attention or not. And the smartest kid in my class got irritated with me one time, and he says, "You have no idea what's going on in the class, but you can just say this last sentence. You just say the last sentence, and they think you're paying attention." And I laughed and said, "Yeah, I know." He could see that I was not hearing the instruction. I wasn't receiving it. I wasn't hiding it. I wasn't inclining my ear towards it. I just could tell you what you had just said. I had no idea. And when that is our attitude towards wisdom, to the things that makes life work well, then our life doesn't work well because we're not hearing. But if we will pay attention, if we apply it, if we put it into practice, into our lives, then our knowledge is going to increase. We're going to actually learn something. And isn't a task easier once you've learned a little bit about it, once you've done it a couple times? Chapter 1 says that a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. This is the second level, attaining. And if we look at chapter 2, we see that in verse 5, 2 verse 5, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Once we have learned, once we've hit that level, we will understand the fear of the Lord. Now, what's so great about this is it takes a lot of work to apply wisdom to our life, to apply good choices, to do right things. It takes a lot of work. And guess what? When that pays off, it's because we will understand the fear of the Lord. We will know some things that we didn't know before. The maybe not so good news, or the maybe really great news is that's just the beginning. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When we understand the fear of the Lord. Now, once again, fear of the Lord is not being afraid. It's a respect, a reverence, an awe, an understanding of knowing who built this world and that He knows the best way to travel through it. When we understand the fear of the Lord, we will find the knowledge of God. Wow. Such an important thing. Finding the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of His mouth committeth knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of His saints. All of these things are because of we understand the fear of the Lord. That's a lot of positive things. We get wisdom because from Him come knowledge and understanding. He saves us wisdom for time of need. He's our protection. He's our buckler. He keeps our paths. How many times have we have ended up somewhere and we were like, how did I end up here? We didn't make good choices. We didn't have wisdom. And He preserves the way of the saints. Wow. Verse 9, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity and every good path. This ties back to verse 6 in chapter 1. We are going to understand, verse 5, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. We are getting to the spot of understanding. There's some things we just do because we know it's the right things to do, and then later we understand why. Fractions are not fun when you are learning them in school. For a few people, they're fun. But you know what? Once you understand, that you can go to the grocery store and you can divide the price by the number of ounces and you will actually know which box of cereal to buy. The big box, the giant box, the family size box, or the normal box. Right? There's all this confusion around cereal boxes. It's constantly changing. Every time you go, the box size is different and the price is different. It's this game. But how, where, what do I need to know? I need to know a fraction. I need to know the ratio of the price to the ounces. And once I figure that out, it's like, okay, I'll just stand here in the aisle for 5 seconds, do quick division on my calculator. And now I know the truth. I know how much this box is really costing me. I know how much I'm losing or gaining by buying a different size box. Understanding gives you knowledge. It gives you power. It gives you understanding. It gives you choices. So how do we know when we've reached that level of understanding, where we understand things and we, you know, we're always second guessing ourselves? Verse 10, it says, when wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. When it's no longer painful to learn information. When there's this underlying curiosity, where there's this interest in things. When that happens, then discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. So it's hard for discretion to keep you if knowledge isn't a pleasant thing. If understanding, if wisdom isn't something that is a help. So it's not until that happens that understanding shall keep you. Discretion shall preserve you. And really, that's something that that you as the listener, that I as the listener, can judge ourselves. If knowledge is not pleasant, if learning is not pleasant, we're still in that first level of trying to attain. We haven't hit the places of understanding. So, what practically do we need to do to hear wisdom so that we can get to the place that knowledge is pleasant, that understanding is in our spirits? We need to practice the actions of chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. We need to receive, hide, incline, apply, cry, lift up our voice, seek, and search. Then we will attain unto wise counsel. We will understand the fear of the Lord. And then we've made it to the beginning. We've been accepted into the program. We've been accepted into the university. And we will find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up wisdom. He is a buckler. He keeps the paths of judgment. He preserves the way of the saints. Then we are going to understand. We're going to understand the proverb and the interpretation. We're going to understand the words of the wise. We're going to understand their dark or hidden sayings. And that, when we understand righteousness, judgment, equity, and every good path, the next step in the process is the understanding of equity, judgment, equity, and every good path. And this happens when wisdom enters into our hearts, when knowledge is pleasant. and you will know, you will be able to see progress in your life when the process of learning is not painful, but that you desire it and you look for it. Then discretion shall preserve you. Understanding shall keep you. For what purpose? To deliver you from the way of the evil man, to deliver you from the strange woman, that you may walk in the way of good men, and that you will keep the paths of righteousness.